Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Off the SBK Thursday playlist, Jaheim, Just In Case.
Just in case, I'm making home tonight. Let me make love to you for the last time, baby. Wanna cherish each moment like the last, cause baby,
we had an It's Okay, It's Not Okay about a Kansas lady who is being sued by her bank. Her ATM was dispensing $100 bills instead of $5 bills, and she took it. She made more than 50 withdrawals over 5 days in mid-January.
Oh, man.
Several of which were done in the middle of the night, and the bank wants her to pay back $11,607.36 plus interest.
She just totally thought this could be traced back to her?
I mean, you got to know.
That it's her account, right?
Right, yeah. First time that the ATM dispensed more money than was due, they had a duty to return the surplus funds to the bank, according to the bank. Not only did they fail to do so, they capitalized on the situation by making a series of over 50 structured withdrawals, most within minutes of each other. And instead of the $1,485 that she should have received, she was actually given $14,120.
Wow. Okay, so even though I know it's her account,
right,
I still hope she tried to disguise her face every time she went to the ATM.
One would hope so.
Yeah.
But instead of doing that as It's Okay, It's Not Okay, John was telling us a story during the break that you have no business intervening in this, dude. It is not okay. You have to let nature take its course.
I'm with what John's doing here, but I'm not a cat man.
No, the preface of all this needs to be, I don't like to use the word hate, but I strongly dislike cats. I'm deathly allergic to cats.
Okay.
I haven't had a cat since we never had cats. No, I'm not a cat man.
Okay.
But I have this cat that comes around my house, and it's just showed up. It's so freaking sweet, and it showed up as a little cat, like kitten-like, and we named her Little Paws, and she's there every night when I get home. And
so you hate cats, but you have a cat.
But I'm telling you, this cat, for whatever reason, has touched me. I think this cat loves me. I mean, I show up, and she's laying there, flaps over on her back, and I pet her, and she just purrs like crazy. So we feed her, and I stay with her while I feed her. So no, because, you know, there are a couple other cats I've seen around. I don't want anybody bothering her. So I really like this cat. It's just kind of an outside cat.
Have you taken her on as your own?
I mean, I wouldn't say take on as my own, because there are days, you know, she lived through the hurricane outside. She was, you know, she's been around for a while, and she will go missing for a couple days on end, but she's not our cat. I just care for her, and I feed her, and I think I love her.
Okay. So what's happening with your cat?
So last night when I was coming home, I noticed she'd been missing for a couple days, so I was getting a little concerned. Well, last night when I came home, I right in my driveway, shockingly, there was my sweet Little Paws being raped by some foreign cat, just in biting on her neck, and Little Paws, sweet Little Paws, was just like fighting for her life. So I get out of the car, and I'm like, I don't know what I said, but something like, get away from her! And then, that cat ran away, and no joke, all of a sudden, I was completely surrounded by other cats. like there was at least 10 cats that I've never seen. Big orange cats, crazy looking cats, and they all wanted, obviously, my sweet little angel is in heat, and they all wanted at her, so I had to go inside with a broom, got a broom, and I'm trying outside to fight off all these other cats who are trying to rape my outdoor cat.
I caution you about that term. I don't know that it's rape.
She was running to me. I mean, she was literally running to me for help. She's like standing behind me, and right, I'm fighting cats off with a broom. And then, do you know how hard it is after that to go inside and just give up on the fight?
No, I don't. I've never been in that situation before. Let nature take its course. The male tomcats, if it's not your cat, if you're not willing to provide a home for her, then you don't love her. And these tomcats, they got to get their F
that's
on.
That's not true. I'm definitely, I couldn't have her in the house. Like, I just can't. But that doesn't mean that I want her out there all night. So I So I finally go inside and I'm like, pray for her and, you know, hopefully everything's good. And around 3:30 a.m., I moved to the front room because I couldn't sleep. And all night, just the sounds of rape right outside my window. Just terrible cat noises.
Why are you calling it rape?
Because it is
rape.
It's
not. No, it's
she doesn't
not. It's
want
a violent
it.
Act. She wants it. It's just that the male,
doesn't.
The tomcat has a barb on his wiener that makes it very unpleasant for intercourse.
She doesn't want it. She I'm telling you, if you could have been there and seen what was going on, she was coming to me to protect her, and I did for as long as I could. And these male cats, they were not scared of me. They were they were ready to fight back. It's okay. I'm trying to do a good deed.
I'm with you, John. I don't know. You can't say the cat wants it. You don't know if the cat wants it.
I don't know. It's none of my business.
Cats don't want much.
No.
But food and
that's it.
And here's the thing, too, is God forbid, which it looks like it's going to happen, this cat is going to be pregnant.
Of course.
And
congratulations.
I think she looks at our house as being somewhat of a safe place, so she's probably going to have these kittens on my front porch, and then I've got six damn cats that I don't want anyways.
I'll take one of them.
Yeah, let me get one.
John, did you were you able to fend off the 10 cats? Did they get
you?
I mean
literally at one point she's standing behind me and I'm kind of at my front door and I've got my broom and it was dark, so I had a flashlight. I've got my broom and a flashlight and I'm fighting off one after another, and they were all up on their haunches, whatever.
That's what they do when they're in heat. They want to get a piece.
But she didn't want a piece. If she wanted a piece, she could have walked right out there and got a piece. She was running for her life.
She didn't want 10 cats on her, I don't think.
Yeah, no. But
why did she run?
She was running.
Her having sex?
Oh, when I got home initially, she was in the act of being raped.
Did you honk your horn? Did you honk your horn?
I honked my horn. I didn't have anything on me, so then I just started. I started going at him, and still, even that didn't work. So I have my big green water jug. So I started spraying the water jug on them a little bit at first, and then she ran under a car, and that's when they all showed up. Cats.
Either you take the cat in and you get her spayed, or you deal with the fact that she's going to get banged out there by tomcats. That's
no,
what happens out there.
I can't live like that.
You just need to get some good headphones, man. Tune it out.
I mean, when I went inside last night, it was upsetting to me knowing that I had to go about my whole night, you know, thinking everything was fine, just knowing that that sweet little kitty was out there just being passed around like some whore.
Did you feel like a superhero when you were staring at those 10 cats and all their 20 eyes and it was just you and them? Feel like you were ready to work them over?
I didn't have time to do anything or think about anything. I was just trying to protect Little Paws.
727-579-1025. Drew Grab Alive, who's this? Little Paws is going to be a mama soon.
Hey, this is Tracy. How are you?
Hey, Tracy, doing real well. Is it okay or not okay what John's doing? He's interfering with nature, right?
No, I'm going to say it's okay.
It's okay.
But I want to say if he would take the cat out and get the cat fixed, all that problem would go away. Just take the cat, throw him in a box, get him down to the vet.
Throw him in a box. like a shoe box.
You ever try to throw a feral cat in a box? It's not always easy.
I will say this.
Yes.
Thank you.
We did let her in the house once.
Well, then it's your cat.
When Brody wasn't there.
What'd she do?
She didn't seem to, like, be enjoying herself.
Oh.
Like, she walked in. Like, she's always almost fighting to get in. So one day when Brody wasn't there, I let her in.
Right.
And as soon as we shut the door behind her, she was like...
You can't convert an outside cat to an inside cat, can you?
No, you can't make a hoe a housewife.
But I get her treats. I got her a little catnip toy. Like, she's living the good life right on the front porch, but she should be able to do that without being... preyed upon by all these men cats.
You can go get her spayed, and that's the only way they're not going to bang her. But other than that, you're letting them bang her. By not spaying her, you're going, here you go, guys. There's fertile vagina for you. Fertile cat vagina.
Why can't John protect his cat?
It's not his cat.
It is my cat.
I've got
multiple bags.
It's a feral cat.
It sounds like your cat.
I even buy the good Rachel Ray food for my not cat.
Yeah, that's your cat.
You should see what happens when I'm walking down the dog beach with Ribby and Piper, and a dog gets loose from its owner and starts trying to hunt my dogs. Oh, I'm not having that.
How do you get the dog to stop?
Push, kick, punch, scream, bite, yell, all of it.
Little water bottle, skirt, skirt.
Get off my dog.
Bite and yell.
But she doesn't want it, honestly.
She wants it. It's just the barb thing. Like it's a hooked barb.
And they bite her.
Yeah, you got to hold them down.
Which I have seen lions do, but...
Yeah, you watch Planet Earth. Yeah.
She's not made for that.
She's made for
that. No, she's not. She's too young on top of all of that. She was just a kitten not long ago.
She's a whore.
You're a cat daddy. Why don't you stand with
John? Yeah, seriously. Like, you're supposed to be cat guy.
Yeah, I take in cats. All my cats have been rescue cats. I take them in. I love cats so much that if I saw a cat in that distress situation, I'd take her in and I'd tell her to stop being such a whore.
Well, first of all, I don't think my dog would like her. Mm. And then...
You should test it out.
It's convenient.
No, because I would... No.
Yep. Very convenient.
But I mean, it's just, it's very sad, and it's very hard to just let go and move on with your day.
I'm with Kevin. Nice pair of headphones. You won't hear a damn thing.
Yeah.
A lot of caterwauling.
Are you prepared to take on 10 more cats when you get home tonight?
I'm prepared because it's in the thick of it right now.
It's like going down right now. They're going to be tied.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing is it's,
and
the one that was last night that I caught mounting her, he was, he looked like Jinxie Cat. From Meet the Fox. like that looks like an expensive, nice cat. So I don't know what he's doing out there.
727-579-1025. He's getting
you,
a piece.
Did you swat him away?
Oh, he got swatted. I didn't like hurt any cats or anything, but I was just poking and just to keep them at bay.
Mm. I know there was when I lived in Carolina. It was like a jungle over there, and there were these raccoons, and they were not afraid of people. And this is when I was doing morning, so I would look out the peephole. I'd see two or three raccoons by my door. I was so scared, so I'd have a bat, and every morning I would try to shoo them away with the bat. They would just stare at me. They didn't care. They weren't afraid.
Those are often rabid, so be careful. If you see a raccoon that's lost his fear for humans, they've probably gone rabid. Who are you, caller?
This is Kayla.
Hey, Kayla, what's happening?
I just want to talk about the not okay. Okay, definitely get the cat fixed. You can trap the cat. That's the way to get the cat, with like an animal trap. They got small ones. Mm. They just put some cat food in there and trap it real easy. That way you don't have to get like attacked by the cat.
Do they do, this is a messed up question. It sounds messed up, and I apologize for asking
it. I like where this is going.
Do they do cat abortions?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Like if I get her there,
they charge extra for it, but yeah, they do.
Extra as opposed to what?
for not doing it?
I don't know. It's like, it's extra fee on top of the spay.
I'm just saying, if I take her in to try and fix the problem,
right?
Then and she's already got babies inside her, like
her body, her choice,
she'll
John.
Take care of it all.
Her body, her choice.
I'm being serious.
You voted for Trump, John. This is
abortion stops a beating cat's heart.
Well, the thing is. Yeah, but those
do
cats
that and get her shots and stuff too. She needs
shots.
If you love her, you'll take care of her. Yeah,
pro cat life and I vote.
And
that's
and,
the thing. You know what, Kayla? If he doesn't do all this, he's showing us that he doesn't love the cat. The cat is not truly
it's
yours.
True.
You want to stand between the cat and its wannabe suitors? Well, then love the cat and get its shots and get it spayed, or let it continue to get romance.
You want to know what's really messed up?
Thank
I hadn't
you, Kayla.
Seen the cat in a couple days. This is crazy. I hadn't seen the cat in a couple days, and then not. Last night, the night before, I had a terrible dream that the cat was hit by a car. So I was thinking about the cat all day, thinking hopefully nothing happened to her. And when I got home, she's being raped on my front porch.
It's not rape.
Yeah, says who?
It sounds something along those lines.
And I mean, there's so many cats; they all can't have.
They
some.
Come out of the woodwork, huh?
Have to imagine there's indoor
they smell
cats.
Smell that, Poonanny.
You saw this, John. Little BB gun.
No.
One pump.
No.
Right in the ass. Let's send a message.
Won't even break the skin.
And there's this one that was going all around, and it was like looking at me, and it would spray out of its, I don't know where that stuff comes from.
Yeah, no, it's
on
glands.
My car, on the side
that's
of my house.
Its territory. He's like, I'm going to get that.
Yeah.
They're in your yard right now, all those kids.
Yeah, all of them. They're pounding little sweet paws.
It's a little paws.
Whatever.
Mm. You're not. It's not right.
I love cats, but
obviously not enough to stop a gang rape from taking place.
How far are you willing to go to take care of this cat and make sure it's safe?
If I can get this cat into a crate, I would get it to get its abortion and get it fixed.
727-579-1025.
That's your cat.
Totally. You got a cat, dude. True Grab Alive, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Who are you?
Oh, my name's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, sweetheart. How's your day going?
Pretty good.
Good.
Pretty good.
What'd you do today?
I work out of the house.
We do a webcam show?
Yeah, I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
I watch
you
on
Thank
TV
you.
Every day. I love it.
Thank you, darling.
Anyhow, bottom line, from what I understand, if you admit that you feed a cat, that becomes your cat. I think that's the law in Florida.
Oh, shut up. What do you know?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. John. She's a nice lady. He didn't mean that.
I was just joking. Sorry.
He did not mean that.
I didn't. I apologize. I'm feeling very defensive. I've got a lot of emotions going on right
sorry,
now.
Sorry, ma'am. Sorry you said that.
I apologize.
Well, if you call the SPCA, they're going to say when you take the responsibility of feeding a cat, that becomes your cat, and then you're responsible for the care of it.
What are they going to do? Hit me up for child support or something? What happens if it has kittens out on the street and somebody finds out it's my cat?
They say when you feed the cat and take care of it and the cat becomes used to being fed by you, then you're responsible for that cat.
I'm okay with saying I'm okay with saying I have an outdoor cat. I'm okay with saying that.
All right, so it's your cat. So go get it spayed. So that
I don't know.
You need to get it spayed.
Yeah, you need to get it
spayed. You need to get it shot.
But is that? But do you do that if the cat's just going to be living outside all the time?
Yeah, you still want to take care of it and make sure she's not reproducing and that she's not catching the distemper and the parvo and the.
And I think part of me, honestly, from a psychological standpoint, I know if I do all that, then we're really like, then that is my cat.
It's already your cat.
I have a serious emotional connection.
It sounds like it's your cat already.
That's what I'm talking about,
like
Nancy.
You love it like it's your cat already.
Sounds like you have commitment issues.
Yeah.
Your cat.
It's like you just can't fess up to the fact that you now have a cat.
Well, and the other scenario is, I don't know. So then I don't plan on being in this house very long. You know, much longer. Right. So then when I...
So you take it with you. You take it with you when you move.
Totally shut up again.
It's your cat.
Yeah, you totally got a cat, dude. You have a cat. It's time to welcome.
You need to spay it.
Do you think you should spay it, Nancy?
Absolutely. Yeah. Otherwise, it wouldn't be, as he said, getting raped.
Nancy, wow. do you think it's his cat already?
I think it's his cat once he's been feeding it, absolutely.
Well, you're a real know-it-all, Nancy,
obviously,
aren't you?
Obviously, he loves it.
He does.
He does.
Went out to fight for it.
I did.
And they say that if you feed a cat, it becomes yours, right?
Not if you see it, if you feed it.
Yeah, if you feed it.
If you're feeding it every day, the cat becomes yours. Dependent upon you.
Yeah.
And I think if you call the SPCA, they're going to tell you that.
Yeah.
Hey, Nance.
Not the police.
Nance, do you want one of the kittens?
I already have two cats.
What's three?
Life is better with three cats.
Oh, it certainly is.
2, 20, 30, that's all the same.
What you got going on for dinner tonight, Nance?
Oh, chicken salad.
Yeah. Chicken salad, all right. You go raisins
in there? Chicken salad wrap.
Oh, chicken salad wraps, very healthy. You go raisins in there? You go apples? You go walnuts? What's in your chicken salad?
Well, right now I was lazy. I got a rotisserie chicken from Publix. Yeah. And
that's
I pulled
nice
that
level.
Apart, and yeah. I just used out celery and
that's not lazy.
A little mustard and a little mayo.
Yeah,
I like a nice chicken
a
salad.
Low carb wrap.
Oh, that is not lazy at all, my dear. That is motivated. Lazy is like, hey, let's get drive through. Thank you so much. Wow.
I bet she could eat that entire chicken if you wanted to.
You polish off a whole rotisserie chicken, Nance?
I get organic chickens. And I don't eat the legs or the upper breast. We just use the breast, the upper joints, I mean. I don't eat the more dark meat.
Oh, that's what it flavors there.
Yeah. Thank you, Nance. I hope you have...
Now it's too skeevy.
Too skeevy. Sure. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So I seem to be getting a lot of people on Twitter who are kind of coming at me saying that I've, like, failed the cat.
Yeah, you've
I mean,
left
all
her
I
down.
Know is I had this, you know, little cat on my front stoop that obviously was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean... all I was doing was trying to help an animal, and now I'm in this
yeah,
middle ground.
Yeah, you feed a cat. It's your cat. That's what Nance said. I mean, you admit to feeding a cat. You got a cat. Now you're going to continue to
But the
your
other
cat
thing is, too, is like
violated.
I said, I don't want to attract cats, so I stay with her while I feed her.
You don't want to attract cats. You got 10 in your yard yesterday.
No, well, I'm just...
You
well,
scare they, cat.
They've come, figuratively.
Yeah, you should dress up to scare the cats,
yeah,
for real.
Like a scarecrow.
Yeah.
Like dress
these
up
cats,
like a giant dog.
I gotta tell you, when they're ready to go, they cannot be fought off.
You can learn a lot from those cats.
Oh yeah, dude.
The approach.
I'm sure they're making it talk, Daddy.
can Drew scream. Can Drew be Little Paws and I'll be one of the alley cats and you yell at me to get off Little Paws?
Absolutely.
All right, I just want to see how you do it.
Yeah.
Ha! Come here, Little Paws. Yeah.
Well, it took a minute, so it kind of...
Okay.
Hey! Hey!
Shut up!
Hey! Hey!
Get off of her! Get off of her!
Oh, Daddy! You saved me, Daddy.
It's rapist!
It's like you're scared to yell at the cats.
I don't want to be bit by a cat or scratched by a cat.
No,
so
you do
kinda,
not.
It is kind of scary.
Daddy. Man, a feral cat will set you back.
That's the thing. I think I just heard there was rabies from a feral cat in Hillsborough County. So I can't be out, you know, I can't live this life.
You got to stop reading the news, John.
You got bigger problems in the town of Compton. Drew Garaba Live, hello.
Hello?
Who are you?
Am I on the air?
Are you on the air?
I know that's annoying. I'm sorry. My name is Claudia. How are you?
Hi, Claudia. You're on the air with Drew Garaba. How are you doing?
I
good. I work at the Humane Society. Listen, he has what is called a free roamer. We spay and neuter them for free.
What?
We'll get him a live trap for $5. And all he has to do is feed the cat. He's doing a really nice thing.
Let me ask you this. In your opinion, is she very possibly being taken advantage of against her will?
Yes. Male cats can smell that up to 2 miles away. So that's not going to go away.
2 miles?
Dude, I'm telling you, it's insane.
I can do three.
So when you get home, you're going to have more male cats, and it's just going to keep coming.
So they can smell the female in heat from that far away, huh?
Up to 2 miles away.
That's remarkable.
Damn.
And once you stay, you're going to keep the population in your neighborhood under control, too.
Right. Thank you, darling. Dude, I appreciate that very much.
Is it John's cat already?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is there's, like, I know there's other cats out there, but this isn't a neighborhood that's, like, overrun by cats. Like, there's Little Paws, and there's some other weird cat down the road that I don't mess with, and that's
like
it.
You know him that well.
The little weird cat.
Well, I'm just saying I don't have anything for that cat.
You know, if we could smell stuff 2 miles away, we wouldn't get anything done.
No.
Could you imagine?
Just sitting there at work going down there. Oh, man, some girl's in heat.
And that's the thing.
Some girl's in heat 2 miles away.
It was shocking.
Uber.
I mean, it was insane. When I turned around and saw just cats everywhere.
Sure.
It was very scary.
You tell your Uber driver, hey, take me to this.
Right.
You smell that? Yeah, let's go.
Where to pee at?
Yeah. Just stop by the Walgreens. Get some rubbers.
I mean, women do emit pheromones when they are prone to mate, much like we men do. I would imagine. I don't know that it's so pungent you could smell it 2 miles away.
Dude, that's special.
I mean, from the looks of it, there are cats from all walks of life coming. Like, I would imagine there's nice, well-fed house cats that broke out to get into my neighborhood.
Well, that's what you do. You have a little dating game, and you let the most affluent-looking cat knock up your cat, and then you got a nice little trophy cat.
How far are you willing to go to get rid of these other nuisance cats? Mm.
I don't want to kill or hurt any cats, but I will tell you, it's...
Well, no, you don't want to. But do you want the problem to go away is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I know a guy.
I don't think anybody could handle it, to be honest with you. There's too many.
I know a guy that can probably handle this for you.
He'll sell him his raccoons for Easter.
And his goats.
Drew Grubb Alive, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, who are you?
Hey. Drew, I was wondering, are there really any, like, Oriental dishes that are made out of cats?
Preferred nomenclature is Asian, sir. Drew Grubb Alive, hello. Hello?
Hello.
Sorry. Mia on Twitter said, the crazy cat sounds y'all were making my special needs daughter scared. I had to turn the radio down.
Oh, gosh, no.
We're sorry.
Oh, that was really you making the noise.
I know, sorry.
I think it was me.
Sorry. Sorry. Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
Pervs.
Terribly sorry.
Yo. We have so many cats that are in our yard, we don't know how to get rid of them. So once you get a cat... Mm-hmm. In your, come to your yard or whatever, it's hard to get rid of. Mm. So,
wow.
Thank you.
Profound. Thank
say
you.
So. Tremendous insight, sir. Thank you so much for making that phone call today, brave soldier. Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
Hello, this is Young Wong. I have...
Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
Hey, I wanted to tell John, that a male cat has a barbed penis, so once that thing's in there, it's set. And,
I don't feel like I said that 8 times.
Yeah, and I will tell you, as I was scaring the initial rape scene, I was scaring that one away, I could tell that they weren't separating in a timely manner.
Yeah, they can't just withdraw. There's a hook
it's
there.
It's a process.
Yeah.
And it's just...
I know.
I feel bad.
You need some backup tonight?
I mean... Wouldn't hurt.
I'll bring the dogs on my Frank Thomas bat. Let's roll.
Seriously.
Put the big hurt on those little tomcats. Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What's your name, darling?
This is Angela. I had sent John a message on Facebook that he can take the cat to a humane society or an animal welfare society, and they'll do it for $10.
Oh.
But the only thing is right after you get a cat spayed, the smell that... they get after surgery is the same as when they're in heat. So he's going to have to keep her inside his house for like 5 to 7 days.
Oh, damn. Otherwise, those cats are going to tear the stitches off the thing, right?
Make it talk.
Yeah, he's going to have to watch her because she'll either chew them off herself or the tomcats are still going to go after her and they're going to rip just by them forcing.
Man, what a world the cat has.
And I don't know if there's any.
Thank you.
I don't know if there's any truth to this. I don't know if the men will go away when she's out of heat or has babies, but my other thought is don't male cats like kill the babies? Like, what if she has kittens and they come back and they eat her babies?
I mean, I guess it could happen.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a cruel world. But that's the thing. I don't think I can let her in the house. Well, I mean,
I don't think you cannot let her in the house. She's
well,
your cat.
I can keep her in the garage.
Yeah, there you go.
Problem solved.
How's just make that sure work? You keep all the you keep her in the garage. You put some food out there, a litter box.
Is that cruel though to leave her in the garage?
Yeah, in the summertime, sure. But I mean, it's better than being outside.
John, why don't you get her fixed up? Take her to Twilight, the Humane Society of Pinellas. She'll take care of her, and then we'll put her up for adoption. We'll make sure she gets a good home on the air.
Yeah,
I will tell you, Kelly, your Apple a Day date.
Love her.
This is something I've been talking with her about for a long time since I first met her, because she has a cat and was willing to take in another cat. And I will say, I feel like I may have not take full advantage of that situation, because deep down inside, I didn't want to lose the cat.
You want this cat to be yours. You're yearning for this cat. Don't be afraid to be a
just
cat owner,
just embrace the cat, man.
But the thing is, like, I can't
let
yourself love. I can barely pet the cat.
Yeah. Like, if you don't have to pet. Cats don't want to be pet all that much.
Well, she loves to rub up against my legs and come in between my legs.
Yeah.
And
that's an affection thing. I mean, that's her basically saying, I want you to be my human.
And I mean, I touch her and she's just like purring like uncontrollably. Shivering, quivering.
Everything's got to be weird with you.
Well, I'm saying she does. Like, it's like the human touch to her is very satisfying.
Especially you're human.
I was just going to say, can't you love a cat without having erotic feelings towards it,
John? I don't have erotic feelings. I was just saying she really enjoys, like, I think she could be a good house cat is what I was getting at.
Has she scratched you yet?
No. I still have a fear of cats. Like, when she comes around, as much as I love her, I'm like, this cat's going to give me rabies.
You'll be good. I admire what you're doing for this little...
It's got to suck to be a cat owner, because people are always trying to pawn off more cats on you. Oh, you have three cats. How about three more?
I know. That's why this is my last cat. I'm not saving any more cats.
And watch out for those cats. A good friend of ours, Drew, he got scratched by a cat and got that Ted Nugent disease.
That's right. Cat scratch fever. Yeah,
that's a real thing.
I know it's a real thing. You got to watch out for it. Hang on. When we come back, Chevy Chase got a well-deserved beatdown yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw the news story or not. But Chevy Chase got his ass stomped. Someone had to stop on the side of the road to prevent it from happening. But when you hear what happened, you'll say, well, you know what? If not for Leonard Part 6, that was Bill Cosby, Return of the Invisible Man, Chevy definitely deserved that beatdown. And I've got the details next. Tonight, no event. No, it's Thursday. That's Peggy Corral's Bike Night in Palmetto with Fran Hosh Law Group, the last Thursday of every month from 7 to 10. It's an outside party with entertainment, vendors, bike games, and more. Friday Night Bikes happens at Harley-Davidson in Tampa from 6 to 9. You got cornhole, find a baby in a king cake, tons of beads, and more. And this weekend, Fran Hosh is hitting the road for hospice on Saturday. There's a ride that starts at Harley-Davidson of Newport Richey and finishes at the Fraternal Order of the Eagles in Zephyr Hills. Registration's at 9, post-run celebration at 1 p.m. All proceeds benefit Gulfside Hospice. Swap meet at Stormy Harley-Davidson on Saturday from 8:30 to 1, where you can buy and sell your personal motorcycle-related items, food trucks, live music, and a bloodmobile. There's a Mardi Gras party at Peggy's Corral in Palmetto. Party starts at noon. And then Bitburger Bike Night is every Saturday in Pinellas. For information on all these events and all of Fran Hosh's info, go to theboneonline.com and the Bone Biker Bar.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.